Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge, and we're chatting some running as we head back to New South Wales in Australia today to catch up with Wes Thompson. My name is Brad Brown. Thank you so much for joining us. I normally do it at the end of the podcast, but I'm going to do it at the beginning because you might skip through it. I'm not sure. But if you haven't left us a review or a rating on iTunes yet, I'd really, really appreciate it. We got one in from Try Leon saying, great podcast with a mix of short, sharp tips and tricks, as well as some inspiring stories to motivate you and remind you why you love the sport of triathlon. It is highly recommended. Try Leon, thank you so much for that 5-star rating and review. Virtual fist pump for you, mate. Thank you very, very much. Coming up next, we'll chat to Wes Thompson. But first, let's touch in with a coach's corner. Today's coach's corner is brought to you by Tri Marnie Triathlon Coaching. For the past 11 years, Marnie and Carl Sumbal have shared a very active lifestyle together. As long-time competitive athletes, they've achieved a number of athletic accomplishments in the sport of swimming, running, triathlon, and cycling. Over time, the athletic hobby turned into a respectable and successful business. Tri Marnie Coaching and Nutrition offers effective coaching and nutrition strategies designed to help athletes achieve healthy habits and athletic excellence. Tri Marnie believes in incorporating scientific research with practical ideologies and applying this information to real-world settings to help triathletes develop and excel on race day. Between them both, they have successfully finished 18 Ironman triathlons and have competed in the Ironman World Championships in Kona, Hawaii, a total of 6 times. Marnie is a board-certified sport dietitian with a Master's of Science in Exercise Physiology, and Carl is an experienced retool bike specialist, former Cat 1 cyclist, and proficient bike mechanic. Between them both, they have many years of practice, education, and skills from their own athletic careers and now apply that experience and knowledge to athletes of all fitness levels. Tri Marnie offers a variety of services from daily and sport nutrition consultations, sweat testing, retool bike fits, private and group training camps, and coaching. To discover more about Tri Marnie Triathlon Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. It's time to chat some running. We head back to Australia, to New South Wales, to catch up with Wes Thompson. Wes, welcome onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today. Good to have you on. As far as the run goes, is it a necessary evil or do you thoroughly enjoy it?
The latter. Yeah, I enjoy running. Again, where I live, I've got some great places to run. I live in a coastal town, Lennox Head in northern New South Wales. We've got it all here. You know, we've got coastal trails, we've got beaches, we've got rainforest an hour away, you name it, we've got it. So, it's not hard to be motivated to run where I live. I enjoy it.
As far as workouts go, what are some of your favorite run workouts? What do you love doing?
You asked me that when I was, the long ride is the most pleasant run of the week. You know, the long run's not too bad either. You know, where I live, it's great to get outside. I do enjoy running trail. We've got some good trails. I do find that running trail is a little bit easier on the body. It's it's a good all round. It's better for the core. But one thing that I found that does, aside from all the good stuff, you know, like the trail and the and whatever, it's, I think with an Ironman build, I do incorporate hill repeats. I might have a, over the course of a 75-minute run, I might have an elevation gain of 500 or 600 meters on a particular headland that I run. You can't put a high enough value on hill running. And I've also, the last couple of, the last training block, I did incorporate some hill sprints as well, which good bang for the buck, so to speak. So, yeah, to be fair, Nick, and especially if you're racing on an undulating course, yeah, you got to run some hills, that's for sure.
I normally ask, is there one thing you can sort of pinpoint that's given you the sort of biggest returns on your run? Would you say it's doing the hill stuff and the hill sprints?
Yeah, I think so. And I also think that I think one of the biggest factors with aiding my run also is the old proverbial strength work, the core strength work. When you're feeling tired at the back end of a race, you can really focus on the inside, and that really does help prevent form breakdown. I know it's easier said than done, but you really got to focus on the core, and that flows on to your running and your efficiency and the back end of the hard yards. So yeah, that's another factor that I rate highly is the role that strength training plays in the run training.
Wiz, you come from a surfing background, so you traditionally have a pretty strong core. Do you do specific strength and conditioning core sessions, or do you let it? I mean, you say you still surf every now and again, or do you just let it flow from that?
No, I do have I have had some core strength coaching. There's a local coach here in the area, Chris Hendy. He's helped me with a strength training program that I will follow and train at least once a week. Local gym, so I enjoy that. I enjoy the as with the other training sessions, you do leave the gym with that buzz, and it's just another, yeah, it helps, and I enjoy it. And there is structure. I have had over the course of the triathlon disciplines, I've had coaching in all of the areas, and it's certainly has been advantageous.
Mm. Wes, as always, great to catch up. I look forward to chatting a little bit about your nutrition next time out, but we'll save that for another day. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge.
Yeah, thank you, Brad. Have a great one, mate. Thank you.
I'm guessing that the Kona Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. And that's it for another edition of the Kona Edge. Don't forget, up for grabs, your chance to win a half Ironman entry. All you need to do is text the word Ironman to 44222, and I'll send you all the details. It's as simple as that. And the easiest way to do or to get your name into the draw is head over to thekonaedge.com/win and pledge whatever you want to become a patron of the Kona Edge and help us keep the lights on. So buy me a cup of coffee, and in return, I'll pop your name into a draw where you can win a half Ironman entry worth $350. So go check that out. That's thekonaedge.com/win, or simply text the word Ironman to 44222.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.